I'm an expert on diploma mills, on criminal businesses that sell fake degrees. So there was a lot of attention in the press to a case that I helped with, sent some bad people to prison. Legislation came about from the attention to the case, and that was I worked on basically legislation meant to tell the Federal Trade Commission to stop the sale of fake medical degrees, among other things.
Did that bill get passed?
Yeah, although it got banged up when it got to the Senate side, and it's tempting to think that the contributions flowing into the system from the owner of the largest diploma mill in the United States played a role in the weakening of the legislation.
Is this something you would look at addressing during your first term in Congress?
I think the most important issue in this district has to be returning the country to full employment. So I believe that in times of a real need to rebuild our infrastructure and in times when the government can borrow money inexpensively, we should be going gangbusters on fixing the things. It's like fixing the roof. If suddenly you can borrow money at no interest, you should fix your roof. You should fix your car. If you need a car to be able to get to work, you spend the money, you borrow the money to get your car running so that you can get it to work. I think that's the most important issue for the district. Other things that are also very, very crucial to deal with are the high cost of higher education, making sure that the Affordable Care Act is made to work well, pushing to move the Affordable Care Act to a single-payer system. These are things that affect the lives of people who are on the edge.
What is your interpretation of the role of government? And really, what should our tax dollars be paying for?
One of the great things that the government can do is to seek out talent that resides in the population and scout for things we should be trying. For example, ways to do better math remedial education. We see a few out there. They're in Kentucky. Ways to do energy production, ways to develop better solar cells, ways to reduce poverty in single-parent families. There are ideas out there that look promising. The federal government should be collecting these up, should be vacuuming up the good ideas.
How do they go about doing that? Should there be a committee that's vacuuming up these ideas? I mean, what do you suggest?
That would be one way of doing it. I had just been thinking that if I am elected, certainly the areas that I would be putting energy into working on, energy, science, technology, in Congress, we don't have a group of legislators who are either experts or non-experts but highly knowledgeable about science.
Is that something you would want to be part of and start?
I would start that.
You know, addressing our $16 trillion national debt will obviously require sacrifices from the public. What specific examples of federal spending or tax provisions would you recommend?
Why should we have someone who's being paid for doing a certain thing have, because of their ability to mess with the laws, have their income be identified as something that gets taxed as if it's a capital gain? Why should we allow capital gains to be taxed as anything other than income? I would say that if you're living on the money that your stocks are providing you, you should be taxed as if you had been paid that for going out and teaching kids in a classroom. So I'd say that I would like to have the capital gains tax be made the same as the tax on earned income. That's one thing. That will make a tremendous difference. Look what we had during the Clinton era. We had somewhat higher marginal tax rates on the most affluent Americans. We had tremendous surpluses. Then we got the Bush administration. We had tax cuts for the wealthy. We had wars that were being kept off the books, in a sense. And now we have a great deal more difficulty than before. We also have tolerance of the banks coming up with extraordinarily risky investment vehicles where no one can know what their risks are and then jeopardizing the financial safety of the whole world.
Well, are there specific examples of programs you would cut?
I think that the sort of subsidies for example, for the oil industry that distort the market are inappropriate. I don't see that we need to subsidize agribusiness at the expense, really, of small farm owners. So I think direct payments to incredibly wealthy farm corporations, Michelle Bachmann, for example, are harmful to us. I would cut those. I don't see that the weapon systems that are meant to fight a very high-tech war are the right way to spend defense money. We have to do the cuts in ways that preserve people's ability to earn a living.
What are some examples of these programs that I guess you would consider clearly wasteful or even subject to widespread fraud?
I think a lot of our defense appropriations stuff is that way. I think we see weapon systems that are initially bid based on an unrealistically low final price tag, which then go up and up and up. Those should not be allowed to continue. I would like very much to see the Affordable Care Act evolve into a much less expensive, much more effective
single-payer system.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. I don't see that we need to have, what is it, 30% of the resources flowing into the system be used for profit by insurance companies. We'd like to have something that's quite a bit less expensive and more effective, and that would be single-payer.
Well, you know, now that the Affordable Care Act is in effect, I'm wondering what other changes would you like to see with healthcare in this country?
We want to take a good close look at the problems as they arise. For example, it seemed to have come as a surprise that some people actually did lose access to the insurance that they had had because those programs were substandard. We'd like to fix things that people discover that are problems with this. We'd like to really cause the federal government to be allowed to negotiate on the prices for pharmaceuticals. There's no reason that Americans should be paying so much more for a particular drug than a Canadian, or that it is now illegal to import things from Canada that you could buy in the United States but at a much higher price.
We just passed the one-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook elementary school shootings. Congress has been criticized for not doing enough as it relates to gun violence. What would you like to see happen in this area?
That's such an interesting question. Okay, let me start by saying what the obligation of a member of Congress is in addition to representing the people in the district. It's to uphold the laws, and that means as interpreted by the courts, as interpreted by the Supreme Court. The Roberts Court says that the Second Amendment means that people can keep guns. So that's what we work with. People have a right to keep and bear firearms. That does not mean that the federal government or the state governments are unable to regulate them. I spent a lot of time at county fairs during the summer, mostly listening, and a lot of people talked to me about guns. Except for one person, everybody I spoke to thought that we should have universal background checks, that it was fine to make sure that people knew how to handle their gun safely. I think we should view this as an opportunity to identify what the sources of gun danger are. There are these terrible, terrible things that happen, but I think there's a lot more death in the world associated with children, shooting children by accident, or other things that happen in the home. So we should begin to chip away at the dangers through regulation and incentives to have people say, I ought to get a trigger lock because I'll get a little bit of money back in my taxes.
Oh, so providing some sort of tax credit if you, for example, get a trigger lock or something that'll improve the chances of safety when using a firearm.
Okay, two things about that. One is that I think we want to have data to back up every single public policy decision we make. So first, do trigger locks really help? My guess is they do, but we would want to know what the data show. The second thing is, do the incentives help? My guess is that they would, but we want to know if they work. If it's not really working, even though it seemed like a good idea, we're going to do something different. We can't keep stuff on the books that's not effective.